Confession, Words of Hope Daily Reflection for Monday, February 9, 2009. I'm David Bast. Today's reflection, written by John Brown, is based on Hosea 5, verse 15, "Until they acknowledge their guilt and seek my face." I once had someone who was tired of our weekly prayer of confession in worship, that moment in the service where we acknowledge together before God that all is not right in our lives. This person said to me, "People don't want to come to church to be reminded of how bad they are. It's such a downer." I respectfully offered a contrary opinion, partly on the basis of Hosea's prophecy. The wrath of God that Hosea proclaims against Israel because of their disloyalty shows no signs of slowing down. Words like guilt, desolation, and punishment pound down throughout chapter 5 like an oak gavel on a judge's bench. And then comes this in verse 15, "Until they acknowledge their guilt and seek my face." Our ever-gracious God intends for us to confess our sins, to acknowledge our guilt, and turn back to Him and His restorative purposes for us. I don't know what your perception of confession of sin is, but I can assure you it's not meant merely to remind us how bad we are or to be a downer. It is to help us do what God tells us to acknowledge our guilt and seek His face. Confession is what God is waiting for. Lord Jesus Christ, have mercy upon me, a sinner. Amen.
For more information about Words of Hope, visit wohh.org.